Hi everyone, I'm going to tell you about my tool DMacaroni, which analyzes DMac reports. A lot of you might know about DMac, some probably more than me, but just to make sure that we're on the same page, I would like to say that DMac is a standard that allows you to monitor the deliverability of your email. Just by adding one or two lines in the DNS zone file, you should start getting XML reports from each domain you or someone spoofing you has contact with, at least the modern ones that adhere to the standard. There are two types of DMARC reports you can ask for. Forensic reports, they give you information about the emails that didn't get delivered, and there are aggregated reports, and they are what I'll be talking about today. These aggregated reports contain information about the amount of emails sent, divided by each IP address, but they also say how many of them passed DKIM and SPF, the total reporting period, and if they got delivered or not. It all starts by adding a DMARC policy to your DNS. These policies instruct people about what you want to happen with your mail when it hits their server. DMARC is just about reporting. The heavy lifting is done by two other standards, namely SPF and DKIM. SPF allows you to whitelist IP addresses. If any emails are sent from these IP addresses, the receiver may assume that it is you sending them an email, obviously disregarding broken implementations that were vulnerable to SMTP smuggling. DKIM is a much more recent standard that follows another form of logic. The receiver can check if the email they received really came from you because it carries a cryptographic signature. These two are complementary. SPF restricts where in the network emails can come from, and DKIM provides a proof of origin on the envelope. They break in a different way, and so you want to have both act as each other's fallback. If your email does not carry your signature and it doesn't come from one of your own email server address, you probably don't want anybody thinking you actually sent it. That is why you need to add a DMARC policy. The first policy is none. In other words, do nothing. This is the dry run you turn on just because you start getting serious. You start getting all the reports to monitor your email traffic until you are 100% certain that everything is configured right. All emails should be accepted whether they pass DKIM and SPF or not. None means that you are still really vulnerable to spoofing and run the risk of large spam and malware being sent from your domain name. The next policy, quarantine, instructs recipients to quarantine the email. What quarantine actually means is not well defined. It can be a custom implementation added to a folder named spam or something else. The reject policy says that any receiver should just outright reject any emails not passing DKIM or SPF. This is where you ideally want to be. To make sure that you can switch to these policies, to a quarantine or reject policy, you want to make sure that the emails you send yourself pass both DKIM and SPF. For this, you want to analyze the reports sent to you by your contacts, but nobody wants to read all raw XML files themselves. This is where my project fits in. Before I started working on the DMacaroni, I couldn't find any FOSS tooling to analyze and visualize this data well. There was one really basic tool, but it just didn't, written in Python, but it just didn't have the features needed. And there are some proprietary tools, but that would mean that you would need to send access to your data about all the people you send emails to, how often do you, and who might be trying to impersonate you. So that's why it is needed for the ecosystem, people running their own mail infrastructure.